You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Guy Flaming.
Prepare to be knocked on your back.
And welcome back to The Pipecast, the second edition of The Pipecast here on The Pipeline Show. And it's time for us to bring in our HockeyProspect.com scout of the week. We've been doing this, as I mentioned before the last break. We do it every week here on The Pipeline Show, last year and this year, going right up to the draft, and always valuable insight that the guys bring us, because we know they're in the rinks and watching these guys with their own eyes, and a huge staff as well. We head out to Quebec now, and Jerome Berube, one of the top dogs at HockeyProspect.com, joins us now. How are you today, Jerome?
I'm pretty good, Guy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to talk to you once again. And really quickly, I mean, we're going to talk about guys who are in the World Junior Championship that are draft eligible. But your thoughts on what we saw yesterday at the World Juniors in Montreal, two outstanding games, but especially the Canada and the U.S. game.
Yeah, I mean, another Canada-USA classic. Really tough way to end a gold medal game in the shootout. I mean, I don't really hate it, but it's, you know, it is what it is. Really tough break. I really felt bad for the kids from the Q. They really played well in the final, and came up short. Really tough game for them, and gotta give credit to USA. They really had a great team, and Tommy Parson in net was outstanding. So, it was a great 2 weeks. I had a lot of fun going to the Bell Center for like 2 weeks. So, it was pretty cool event.
Well, it was an outstanding performance by a lot of the players. I thought Thomas Chabot, who logged, what did he play, almost 45 minutes or something yesterday, he was outstanding. Nicolas Orwawa had a strong game, really painful to watch the way that ended for him in the shootout. But I thought the players out of the queue represented Canada very well for the most part this year, as they usually do. Let's talk about some of the draft-eligible guys who are in the event. And I think Nico Hischier from Switzerland plays for the Halifax Mooseheads. I think he's the guy most people would suggest was the standout of the draft-eligible guys. Would you agree with that? And what did he show you in this tournament that maybe you don't see all the time in the queue?
Not a whole lot. I agree he was probably the most, the best draft-eligible prospect at the tournament. But, he did at this tournament what he did with what he has done with Halifax all year. He's a very smart hockey player. I think playing with Switzerland, they don't have a lot of talent on the team.
Sure.
So it's if you look at the USA game where Fischer got a lot of publicity from it. There's really a one-man show from Switzerland, and was Fischer going at it. And he's a player that can help you in many ways for your team. He can obviously produce offense, but he's one of the top defensive player in this draft class. I'd say as a coach, you can put him on the ice in any situation. He's not gonna hurt you, and he's always there help supporting his defenseman deep in his own zone. He's a great playmaker, offensively in the defensive zone. Power play, he was the key guy on the power play for them. So, maybe for people outside the queue, he might have jumped at them and,
sure.
Wow, this sure kid is pretty good. But I think for us in the queue, for those who watch him play, was not really surprising to see him play at this level.
Right.
We know how good this kid is.
Well, it's impressive that he's the only player that finished the tournament in the top 20 of the top 20 scorers. He's the only one that only played five games. Everybody else played seven, and he was still right in the middle of tournament scoring. That's pretty impressive. And as you mentioned, with Halifax, he's I think. Pretty easy to say he's their best player. Could you see him playing in the NHL next year? Could he step right in, or does he need a little bit more time?
It always depends which team picks him.
Sure.
So, personally, I like simply next door year, a bit like Nick Ehlers did, but it wouldn't shock me to see him play in the NHL next year. There's so many 18, 19 years old kids playing in NHL right now, so seems like teams like to get their draft pick in early in the career, like in NHL. So, it wouldn't shock me. Personally, I really like to see him play another year. We'll see. We'll see next year what happens. Whatever.
Jerome Brubé from HockeyProspect.com, our guest this morning or this evening on the Pipecast, the version of the Pipeline Show. Let's move to Sweden's team, and Elias Andersson ends the tournament with 3 goals, no assists, but 3 goals. And I didn't see a ton of the Swedes in the event, but it sounds like he had a really strong showing. How did he look to you?
He looked pretty good. He was usually playing on our second line. I saw him score 2 of his goals. 2 goals, very similar, like in a slot. He got a real quick release. He can't really shoot it. He's a strong kid. He's about 5'11", but he's really strong on the skate, and he's really good along the board. He's a complete two-way centerman for me. He's very, I don't want to say close to NHL, but he's very physically ready, I think. He's a good skater. He can score. He can defend. He looks really like a safe pick going into the NHL draft. I think we have him in the top
15.
In February. Top 15.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to stay there for January. He really had a good showing there. He had he played most of the game I saw. He played with Grunstrom, Toronto draft pick, and Elias Pearson, another draft eligible. So that was mostly his line from the preliminary round. And he's a good player, and I think he's, for sure, for sure big.
Well, and when he gets to play, when he's playing on a line with Elias Pettersson, who's also, as you mentioned, draft eligible, and you guys actually have him ranked very high, you're able to do a pretty good head-to-head comparison. Do you leave this tournament, and again, small sample size, so you don't want to weigh too heavily on 7 games, but did you come up with a different impression of Elias Andersson and Elias Pettersson than you had going into the tournament?
Not really. I thought maybe Andersson had the better tournament, but I think in Pettersson's case, he's more of a long-term potential than Andersson. I think what you see with Andersson right now is probably what you're going to get from him. And in Pettersson's case, it's more of a projection. I think long-term, he's going to be like a better player than Andersson, and that's why we have him in our he was number 3, I think, in December when we had him. So that's a part of the reasoning of the ranking.
All right. Jerome Brubé from HockeyProspect.com joining us today on the Pipeline Show. The Finns had a lot of players draft eligible on their roster this year. They end up the tournament, obviously a disappointing tournament for the defending champs, or they were the defending champs. Ale Tolvanen plays in the USHL with Sioux City. What did he show you in this event? He ends up being their top scorer, tied with his teammate in Sioux City, the Oiler prospect, Apoli Rasinen. But what did Tolvanen show you?
Yeah, I don't think he had... I guess expectation was a bit high on him, and I don't think he... I think he got a lot of points in the... most of his one came last 2-3 games of the tournament.
Against Latvia?
I don't think he was as good as I hope coming in the tournament. I saw him 6 times in the tournament. 1 pre-tournament game against Canada and 5 during the tournament. And I got told him, you can see, first of all, his shot is really good, but he had, he had trouble getting his shot through and getting real opportunity to really shoot the puck. He's playing the point of the power play. I don't know. At least first half of the tournament, he was on the power play, and I don't know if that was the right place for him to play, mm-hmm. where he was trying to be more of a playmaker. But then the second half of the tournament, he start shooting the puck more, which I think will be, if he makes the NHL, that's going to be as a goal scorer. He's also a good skater, but he's not a big kid. He's 5'9", possibly. Yeah. There's some concern there. His skill level maybe not as high as I thought it was. Other than his shot, he didn't really blow us away with his skill level. So, I don't want to be too harsh because it's one tournament and
right.
He's 17 and Finland really had a young team. So I don't want to be too harsh on Tolvanen, but I think he's the one guy that we had top 10 and he's probably not going to be top 10 in our next ranking. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's move to a couple other of the Finns. They also had Christian Vesalainen, who ended with just the 2 points throughout the tournament. But again, the Finns just could not find a way to score. Their offense was really struggling. What did you know or what did you notice from Christian Vesalainen? For those of us who didn't really see the Finns a whole lot, what can you tell us about him?
Yeah, well, Vesalainen is a big kid. He's very good along the boards. He didn't do much offensively during the tournament, but most of his scoring chance came from really working down low, working around the net. That's how he provided his offense. He didn't provide much offense, but I really like his smart away from the puck. He's one of the better Finland players in his own zone. Really good at, making good reads. He got a good take. He broke out of playing his own zone. Skating will also need some work. Like early in one of the game, I saw him getting a clear breakaway chance and, didn't have the speed to really take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. So skating will need to get going. And, I want to, not sure how much scoring you're going to get from him at the next level. Didn't see a lot of, his hands are, I have some question marks regarding his hands and how much of a scorer he's going to be. So this is where I stand on him for now.
Yeah, hasn't put up big numbers this season as a playing in the junior league last year, his numbers were pretty good. But is he he's got the size. You mentioned he's, 6'3 or 6'4 and over 200 pounds. Is he a power forward? Does he play with a physical side to his game?
It's not, I guess he does. He does use his size well, to win battles along the board.
Right.
He will go in front of the net. The power forward term always, if you ask a different person, they have different version of what a power forward should be.
Right.
There's a lot of people still think a power forward should be, when I grew up, like a power forward for me was Keith Kachuk. He's not Keith Kachuk. The modern power forward that wins battle and goes in front of that, I guess he fits in that mold. But like I said, kind of remind me of, actually was talking with Mark Edwards about this, like a Jakub Dalarose.
Okay.
Smart occupier, at both ends, does everything well. Like, as a coach, you will love him because he can put in any solution, but, question mark about how much offense he's going to, will give you at a pro level.
There were a couple other Finnish defensemen, well, three of them of note for the draft this year. Eero Vakanainen, as well as Juuso Välimäki, plays in Tri-City with the Americans, and Miro Heiskanen. Of those three, do you come away feeling better about one of those three than you did maybe before the tournament?
Well, you know, for me, I actually saw Välimäki when he was 15. He came to Quebec for a midget tournament, so that was my first time seeing him.
Okay.
So, you know, I like an idea of of him.
Right.
And I feel in case it was first time seeing him. Same thing for Vaikainen. But for me, I think Iskanen really was probably the best Finnish draft prospect in the tournament.
Mm.
He's very steady, smart, good puck mover. I really like his game. He's not going to be too far away from our top 10, I'd say. I really like his game. Välimäki, he was okay. I really think his footwork was an issue. Really had some trouble keeping up with, you know, Speedy Forward from our team, and kind of worries me a bit for him going forward. And the other idea of Maya Cannon, he's a guy that I actually like to see him more. He's kind of does a lot of things well, but nothing great. One game you think of it, he's going to be, shut down D, he's really has a good stick, he competes. Then the next game you see him, he does more things offensively. So, he's a guy of all the D from Finland that I still have a. Still like to see him more, and try to figure out what he's gonna be at the next level. Where like Iskanen and Välimäki, I'm pretty sure I know what they're gonna be at the next level. So Vaikainen is a guy that I like to see more of him. Well, obviously that's not gonna happen in Montreal, but it's filling out a lot of good young players. Just losing Laine. And all the other guys really hurt them at this tournament.
No question, they really struggled with a very young team. And even some of their older players, the guys already drafted, Jani Kukkonen, Henrik Borgström, not even a point in the tournament. So disappointing for some guys. Petrus Palmu, big numbers in the OHL this year, no points in this tournament. Jerome, what's up next for HockeyProspect.com? When's the next ranking come out?
Pretty soon. Probably next week or two, our January ranking will be out.
Excellent.
So you can check that out on our website and a bunch of other things. Obviously I'm doing the Quebec League draft. We have a big recap of one tournament coming up on our site soon. So a lot of work.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your time and fitting us in as well here on the Pipeline Show. Thanks for doing this, Jerome. We'll talk to you again for sure.
All right. Thanks, Guy.
And that was Jerome Berube from HockeyProspect.com. Make sure you visit their website, HockeyProspect.com, for everything you want to know about the upcoming NHL draft. Great subscription packages that they have, as well as a sampling of their top 31 rankings available. Of course, they do OHL and Quebec Major Junior Hockey League draft stuff, as well as the NHL draft. So lots of information available. And, of course, the Black Book that comes out right before the NHL draft in June has become the staple of all the scouting community to get ready for the NHL draft, especially from a fan perspective. Just absolutely loaded with information. I highly recommend you check that out.